Hey, and welcome back to another episode of the Jabodcast. I'm your host, Alex Jabaley. Hey, guys. It's been 6 weeks since the last episode. I will be honest, it's been a crazy 6 weeks getting ready for the return of CEO 2021. We are about 2 weeks and 2 days away from setting it up at the Wyndham Orlando Resort. And this past weekend, registration closed. It's been a wild, you know, final days to registration, but on this episode, I'll talk about registration, the numbers, how things are looking, all the things that Puna has been spending countless hours and Tong preparing so we can order for all the pop-up banners and badges with gaming generation. Just so much has been ordered over the last 2 weeks, and we're getting it earlier than normal, trying to get a lot of the stuff before Thanksgiving just to avoid any shipping delays. But those are the things I have to, you know, prepare for, make sure we have every single thing for registration. Really went above and beyond in ordering, you know, welcome CEO tote bags. We usually would sell for, you know, 10, 15 bucks, but every attendee is getting one, including with a custom CEO mask, some hand sanitizer wipes, sanitizer itself, and these cool buttons that I've been posting about that'll be like social distancing buttons, but we went with fighting game themes. And then what's next? You know, the next 2 weeks is still a lot of preparation pretty much up until the event. And, you know, the games I've been playing, Halo came back. They secretly dropped it. And then talk about my personal life, you know, catching up. I've been going through physical therapy for 6 weeks since the accident with Bryce Reddy and Orlando Body Movement, who also works with AEW. I had introduced him to Kenny Omega after using him for my ankle recovery. And then, you know, like 8 years ago when I used to do CrossFit, I had an IT band injury and he helped nearly kill me going through that. But recovery's been going very well. Still have a sore neck. My shoulder has a rotator cuff tear, but I've slowly been getting back into things, doing more resistance. I think my powerlifting days are kind of over, but, you know, you make do with what you got. And I'm after taking a month off from the gym, I did not go for an entire month, start to feel miserable after literally spending most of the pandemic at the gym. You know, with all my free time and such. So it was rough, but I got a nice little break on my body, healthy, somehow lost 10 pounds of all that muscle mass and water weight. But getting back into it, kind of want to be, you know, physically and mentally prepared. And the gym at this part of my life is my peace. It's, you know, keeps me from going insane pretty much. So, and then finally, I will talk about, you know, I like to turn things into a positive. Had no intentions of buying a new car. My YouTube channel should have a personal review of it, but I went electric. I got the Mustang Mach-E, a premium, thanks to Jeff, who ended up a very cool story. The timing couldn't have been better. And, you know, I thought it was time, the big tax credit, and I'll talk about that at the end of this episode, but registration closed, you know, and it's been a while, you know, 2.5 years to get here after like 3 pushbacks and cancellations of the main prime CEO, as we call it, my baby, you know, what's got me to the position I am now is finally happening, and there's no turning back. You know, we've probably spent over, you won't believe me, but over 6 figures to prepare for this event, you know, between production, security, staffing, commentary, just every, there's so much that go into these events. And I, you know, I don't know how to half-ass shit. I am so passionate about what I do. You know, no event is perfect, but nothing will ever stop me from putting on a great event, the best of my ability, and preparing everybody and being there for everybody to put on the best show that we can. So, you know, when CEO launched registration back June 6th, which was like the 10-year anniversary of the original CEO, it sold out in 20 hours. We are up to like 3,400 attendees all across the board. Everything sold out. We couldn't believe it. You know, some of the games were at the, you know, 512 cap and, you know, in the 600-700 range. And then we raised the cap. And then Delta, you know, raised the cap, and Delta variant had hit and started to worry people about coming down. And, you know, we went from all these caps being hit to just right below them for Smash and Guilty Gear Strive, over 780 players for Smash and 753 for Strive, which is amazing for Guilty Gear from CEO standards. Evo's always been among the biggest for any Guilty Gear tournaments. Combo Breaker also does very well, but this is, you know, the first major offline tournament. And the beauty about this year is there's not a lot of pros that have signed up. And I say that in the most positive way possible. There are so many new faces that are excited to come back to compete. And, you know, a lot of the old heads, as we would call them, I've been content creating, staying home, or going to like invite huge events only, like Red Bull Kumite and stuff. And I'm just here trying to keep the community together and bring in new eyes. And I'm you know, really excited about. But Street Fighter V at one point was at 576. It dropped down to 457. And even though it's dropped with all these refunds, and you don't want to know how much I've processed in refunds, Jesus. But still a successful event as of now. Hopefully everything goes off without a hitch financially and, you know, in person. But Tekken was at 1.576, dropped down to 471. Still huge numbers. Guilty Gear, you know, it always teetered around 768. We're at 753. Smash ended up at 784. Yet again, the biggest tournament at CEO. Mortal Kombat 11, you know, for a game that is no longer technically supported, although WB Games will be supporting CEO this year. They have for quite a few years now. At 259 out of 320. Marvel was sold out at one point, 161 out of 192. Skullgirls, still huge numbers, 135 out of 192. Dragon Ball FighterZ, you know, they had a patch to make the game kind of shorter, you know, 320 out of 384. Granblue Fantasy Versus, which got the biggest shaft of the pandemic. It was going to be the biggest event numbers-wise as a brand new game from XSEED. And, you know, at EVO, CEO Conbreak, we had huge numbers. But we are still at 233 out of 256, which is great. And I'm really excited for that community. Then Blaze Blue Cross Tag Battle, 160 out of 192. So overall, great numbers. This is about 2,600 unique competitors. Back at CEO 2019, our last big event, we had about almost, I think, 3,800 around there. So great numbers. You know, I kept it at capacity. The hotel can fit technically about 6,000 people across all the ballrooms if you really wanted to go all the way. But I kept it to under 3,500 just for what I'm comfortable with. A nice welcome back. You know, and most of the refunds in the last month were, you know, financial reasons, or they didn't realize it was, you know, early December. They got school finals. So very understanding about it, but I had to cut off refunds. If you're listening to this and you asked for a refund after the deadline, it's because all that money's been spent. And then I'd have to, you know, put in my own personal money, and CEO would go down the tank after we've ordered everything and it's everything I need to put on the event. So plus, you know, processing fees. So it's really tough. A lot of events don't offer refunds, period. They'll probably ignore your emails, but understanding the situation with COVID and, you know, everybody slowly coming back to events. But I'm excited for the people that are able to make it. We've got some great partners that are going to be a part of the event that I'll be, you know, we've revealed in some pictures, but I'll be talking about each one individually. So working on the website, Alicia, my web girl, has been updating things. We actually need to rebuild CEO after this event because the theme we've been using through WordPress is no longer being updated or supported. So we will rebuild something probably in January before we launch for Daytona next year. So, but overall, I'm very happy with these numbers. I expected to shake out at about 2,500 total because of everything going on. And to see, you know, we're at 33 pretty much around there, like 3,300. And then we still have like media and all that. So we'll tap out at, you know, 3,700 total bodies. We are prepared more than ever with staffing, and registration is going to go hopefully smoothly. Checking vaccinations, of course, and negative tests. We have everything in place. Thank you, Tong. And just, you know, kind of excited to put this on in 2 weeks. And then I was going to rest, but DreamHack wants me to fly out to LA literally 2 days after CEO for a like holiday party, hockey game, and, you know, just see everybody before the holidays. Cause in the gaming industry, everybody really shuts down in like, I would say December 12th-ish. Everyone just goes home, packs it up until New Year's. And then I got invited by the city of Daytona Beach to represent them in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, December 14th to 16th. I'm unsure if I'm going yet. I've always had a pact with myself to never, ever travel to the Northeast during Christmas time because all I ever see are canceled flights or icy planes. And I try to avoid that. And I kind of want to just relax after putting on CEO, you know, with the situation that we got to put it on through. But we're prepared for all that. I'm excited. Everything's been ordered. Puna has been working overtime to create all the, you know, banners that we need to use. We have huge 15 by 12 foot stage banners, you know, getting the wrestling ring prepared for the entrances and everything, the AV and lighting. We're going to have a great, you know, lighting setup and everything for people to walk in, enjoy. And we really maximize the Wyndham space. If you're listening and you've been to the Wyndham, you know it's pretty big for what it is and spread out. And we had to basically spread tournaments out. Like we only have three in the main ballroom for, you know, Street Fighter V, Guilty Gear, and Tekken. And then Smash, we put in its own 10,000 square foot ballroom so they could have dedicated. We have about 50 setups going in there for them to have a good time. Jubileeland, still working things out. We have one truck coming down. The other truck, it's been really hard to find one with a lift gate. I'm going to be honest with you. through Arcade Impact because of just how chip shortages are and all that. And he brings down some pretty awesome games. So I'm trying to work out a backup plan in case be prepared for the worst on that situation, because I know how important Jubilee Land is. It's one of my favorite areas to just have arcade games and fun. And so overall, though, CO is pretty much good to go. I'm excited for it. The biggest stresses were getting everything ordered in time to have them shipped, and we have the merch ordered. We're unveiling a new shirt. I have and I'll tell you on this podcast now, I have signed a license deal with Arc System Works for Guilty Gear. So we're going to have an exclusive event shirt. I'll be showing off on social media this week as soon as I get the approval to. Shirt's approved. I'm excited. So you'll be able to pick that up. If the interest is there, we'll work a way to get it online. But excited for that, to kind of take CO back to the next level again with merchandise and work with these developers that have been really, really supporting me over the years. But CO guys, again, thank you so much. If you are coming and you're listening to this, I really appreciate you. I'm going to be more appreciative ever because, you know, all things considered, if I did not do any refunds at all and, you know, just added up the total amount of entries that came through CO, it was nearing 5,000 total unique attendees for CO this year. And imagine I didn't have 3 or 4 months of saying it was sold out, you know, how many more people would have been interested. So really exciting to see that CO is back. The brand is more powerful than ever. I think it means a lot to me. And it's been, you know, stressful for the most part because I'm also working on DreamHack Anaheim coming up in February at the same time as I'm leading up. So I'm trying to get all my DreamHack, you know, we use Asana, which is basically an amazing task board for major companies with deadlines. And I have a bunch that are going to come up before CEO that I'm, you know, trying to knock out and get those done so that DreamHack Anaheim will be my next official event after that in February. And yeah, so again, CEO. I'm excited to bring it back. You know, hopefully we're going to keep everyone informed about keeping masks on and everything and doing the best we can to just have a nice, safe event. But seeing so many other big events coming back, it's, you know, it's time for us to do our best to prepare everybody and host what we can, because we need CO to be successful. I'm not just saying that because I run it. We need it for the community to bring back an offline era. Yeah, that's, you know, pretty much my CEO catch up for you guys. You know, next thing that I have to work on and Poon has to work on is overlays for the streams. We've got 6 exciting streams happening, and then the partner stuff. So when I have partners for this, I have to gather all their assets in terms of like slides and images to promote them. The social media tweets, I'll be working with a social media manager for the event, Tish Photos. You guys might know him. He's worked at a couple companies and he started out doing photography at CEO. And so have everything prepared for him so I don't have to do social media or think about it during the event. And so I'll be working on that the next few days, just having all the assets created and then pretty much receive a bunch of packages to my house. I've already received the medals and lanyards. So that'll be me the next couple of weeks over the Thanksgiving holiday, getting things prepared. I'll take a couple of days off to enjoy my personal life. You know, once that event's done, I can rest as long as I need to, other than a little bit of travel. So, let's get to, you know, gaming in general. Halo's been out. I actually haven't touched anything in the last couple of weeks. I played a bit of Halo. I streamed it on the twitch.tv/CEO gaming channel last night. Had a lot of fun, really excited to play some Halo. I got to play with a few friends that I haven't played a game with in a while. I'm going to stream some more Street Fighter V. I'm actually at the Arcade Monsters Olympics this weekend over in Oviedo. There's a Beat the Pro challenge, and I am the retired pro that you have to beat for prizes they'll give away. So I need to knock off some rust. It's been about 3 months since I've touched a fighting game outside of like Sora coming out in Smash Ultimate. So I'll be doing that. There's IAPA. IAPA is basically the industry arcade convention with like theme park rides and all that. That's here at the convention center. So I'm looking forward to checking that out, most likely on Thursday. And then Free Play Florida, an old school, you know, they have arcade games, pinball machines, also happening in Orlando. So everything's coming back. I'm excited. I go check them out. I'm actually going to, I actually registered for my booster this week. So get the third vaccine shot. So looking forward to that. And then hopefully not being exhausted the next day for 8 hours exactly. And then snapping out of it. Yeah, that's kind of what I've been playing. Halo, so many games are out. Halo and Xbox are killing it. Forza Horizon 5, actually, I dabbled in that. While my PlayStation 5 is kind of collecting dust right now, and you know, I'm excited for Gran Turismo and God of War, but right now Xbox is killing it, both across PC, and Halo's free to play even on PC, so that's exciting. So that, and then back to, you know, post accident. 6 months later, it took 5 weeks to get the insurance payout for my totaled car. You know, I had to be patient, but honestly, Allstate came through. They gave me good money for that car because of how the used car market's going. So, you know, they gave me more than I expected for a car that I spent like $45,000 on in 2017. I got back 41 for that, but I did also get a custom paint job and some other things in it. But so they gave me that. And then I'm still waiting on the police report. They found one of the guys. Last I spoke to a detective a couple weeks ago, but talking to my lawyers, it's something that could take up to a year before I get any real results. So just doing PT, you know, which takes out about 4 hours of my personal time every week, but I got to do it. My shoulder's been getting better and better. I can't really lift anything heavy overhead. I'll bounce back. I usually do, hopefully, even though I'm almost 40, so it's probably not going to be as easy, but you know, so PT has been going great. Shout outs to Bryce and Dr. Andrew Tarrin, who's the chiropractor, who've just been killing it, putting me through the ringer and hurting me to make it feel good after. So it's good to, you know, get physical therapy or check your body out once in a while. So I enjoy doing that. Insurance is still covering that with the PIP and hopefully 100% recovery. Tifa's doing good. I had to drop her off the dog sitter to drive down to Boca Raton and back this past weekend to speak at a Misfits esports and gaming career day. And she got bit by another beagle. So she's in bed right now. She's on antibiotics. She's going to be okay. But that's been stressing me out. I'm like, this couldn't have been a worse time for that to happen. Luckily the dog sitter caught it just as it was happening. She thinks it was over like treats or something, or defensively. And the other dog just was bigger than Tifa and, dealing with that, but she's okay. She's resting. I took her for a nice long walk. Tail was wagging. That's what it's like. You know, it's like when your baby gets a boo-boo and you got to worry about them and stuff. So physically I'm feeling good. Mentally, things are back. You know, I'm getting into that zone of there's an event coming up. But lastly, this podcast catch up. With the car, and this might be some good advice for you guys as well. So the Ford, you know, it got me a good amount of money back. And I'm going to be open with this because sometimes you never know what's available to you. And I have an SUV lease that ends in January. And I spoke to, you know, the finance department, and like, if you want to pay it off, it'll be, you know, $25,000 to buy out this SUV, which I had leased because I couldn't drive my stick shift Ford Focus RS when I tore my Achilles tendon for 6 months and I had cabin fever. I'm like, I'm going to lease a bigger car, help me with events, you know, drive Kenny and other wrestlers around for that time during that summer. And it worked out. Great car. I did some, you know, 6-person road trips in it. And, you know, I can buy it for $25,000 right now. I can go to Carvana and go, hey, come pick up and buy this car from me. And the last estimate they gave me was $35,000. So I'm basically doing like the biggest flip of my life on a SUV because the used car market's so insane right now that they are so aggressive to buy these things. And then they're going to make their money back like and sell for like $3,000 more than that. And fortunately, I kept it in great condition, the SUV. So excited to do that. That was about a week ago. I checked on the price. I only have like 20,000 miles on it because I barely drove it during COVID. And, excited to do that, but I'm going to keep it for CEO itself so I can move and transport stuff. And so right there, that's like $51,000 in my pocket from, you know, between the cars that I saved up for so long for that RS. And it's, you know, I'm taking advantage of the time. So I wasn't in the market for a new car. And I really, you know, I have to be really blown away by a car, go, this is the car for me. And my buddy, Jeff Node, Jeff Shantakun, who comes to CEO every year. I've been to his wedding. I was one of the groomsmen who works at Ford through a processing third-party company, had one. And he brought it over one day. I'm like, dude, this is a beautiful car. I know it's not a Mustang. They call it the Mustang Mach-E. I'm like, you know, if I were to get electric and not Tesla, I would probably buy this car. So he let me test drive it. And I just instantly fell in love with the instant torque and 0-60 in 4.8. 0.4 seconds slower than my RS, but you know, still fast enough for a guy who's approaching 40 and needs something more practical to get around, but also, I like catching attention. And so he had ordered the one that I now own back in April, and the market is so nuts right now. If you want to get a new car or something you really want, it takes 6 to 8 months for it to come in and be built. And so through Ford, I would have to do that, or I could go shopping around for one and pay like $5,000 to $10,000 on markup. That's how insane it is. And so Jeff is like, well, I found another one in the meantime. He got it back in like another one in like September, I believe. And so his was still on order through his name to be built. I go, can you find out if you could transfer that deposit to me and I'll buy that car? And he goes, let me check, and email them. And they're like, we still have it available. It's still in your name. And he's like, I have a friend who would like to buy that car. And because Jeff works for corporate, he was able to get a friends and family, not so much a discount usually, but because of, you know, the times and stuff, but it's called an X plan without revealing too much, that if you have someone who works at Ford and you're a genuine friend of theirs, they can pass it on to you. And he had that available and they said, we will take it, which Jeff was like, nobody's accepting that right now. And so they, because he had ordered it, he had worked through Ford, they honored it for me. And it was basically like a couple $100 off MSRP of that car, which was like 56,000. And no markup. So out the door after taxes, that car was 59. Now, mind you, I had $51,000, through flipping the SUV, through the RS, through insurance coverage. And that SUV Mach-E still gets the full $7,500 tax credit. Teslas do not. And I learned so much about EVs over the last month. I like to research everything I own. And, you know, with Teslas, because they've sold a quota, according to the government, 200,000 Teslas over the years, they are no longer eligible for that tax credit because they want other companies to start building electric cars. So more people buy them. So we go more green, you know. And so, you know, at the end of the day, I'm only paying like out of pocket $2,000-$3,000 for this amazing car. So I jumped on it. I got the car. I've put it on 700 miles already. I did a nice road trip. And I'll spend a whole nother episode talking about electric cars because so many people have asked me questions since I got it about how it is. And, you know, they call it like charging anxiety. What if you're on the road and you run out of battery? Not a concern. Like the first main thing is you have all these apps that tell you, you know, you plan a trip. It tells you where to stop, how long it's going to take, what your battery will be at then. So it is, you know, for longer road trips, I don't think EVs or electric vehicles are there yet. Until like there's more superchargers around, fast charging, you're going to, you know, if there's like a 6.5 hour trip to Atlanta, on gas, you're probably gonna have to add an extra hour to charge up your car to get there, which isn't bad. And for me, you know, this is because I can't drive long distances more than like 4 hours without needing a break getting out. Or if I can't touch my phone for a long time, these breaks I'm going to get charging, I can catch up on my phone through social media and all the work that I do, or emails, you know, depending on the time of year. So it's just perfect for me. I don't like long drives. I'm barely going to drive around Orlando, you know, especially now after that accident, I'm still kind of fearful of I-4. And, you know, so it just, I got lucky. I'm a lucky guy. Lucky to be alive. Lucky to find a car that I'm actually happy with. And the beauty of the Mach-E is barely anyone has it. And I already have because he ordered in April, a discontinued color that you can only get on the GT. So I have, it's called Dark Matter Gray. Think of a dark metal gray or gunmetal gray, which is my favorite color. So that worked out. In hindsight, if I could have found a GT and spent the extra money, I might have considered. And they have like these cyber orange and they stand out, but mine's like really stealthy and it's comfortable and just a beautiful car. But if you're thinking of electric and, you know, the money's there, you save up, think of the tax credit, think of all the benefits. On top of that, I did have to get a faster charger in my garage, which required, you know, putting another dryer outlet. They call it a NEMA 14 to 50 outlet. So I installed that. That was expensive, but now I can pretty much every day come home. I only have to charge it like maybe once a week when I'm staying in Orlando. If it's a road trip, I'll prepare for it mentally and have it all 100% to go. But it's like literally waking up and always having a full tank of gas in your car. You never have to stop at a gas station. You never have to worry about that. You know, it's silent, but it's super fast when I need it to be. And everyone I've showed, my family, they're super impressed with it. And that Mustang, like Tesla is a beautiful car. Not getting the tax credit kind of hurts now unless you have the money. But it's like, you know, the Mustang Mach-E is a Ford-made car. Ford, we know. The RS saved my life from its build quality. And now the Mustang Mach-E I saw on a forum for Mach-Es had been hit. One got hit from behind, barely any damage on the back bumper. The other car was nearly totaled in the front. So I feel safe in this 4,800 pound car because of the battery underneath. So I feel safe for me and my dog, you know, and it's fun to drive. It's all wheel drive, extended battery and all that. But I'll talk about EVs. I'll dedicate an episode. I'll get my buddy Jeff on it. Who introduced me to how amazing EVs are. And it's the future, you know, 5-10 years from now, when all these other competitors come out with EV cars and more affordable ones, Tesla wants to make a like $20,000 version of their, you know, Model 3, is called the Model 2. So I've learned so much about EV, and after having one for just a week, I don't think I'm going back to gas powered unless somehow I make the money I think I deserve running and working 24/7 to buy some kind of like supercar that just excites me. But otherwise, happy to be with EVs, excited for the future of where it's going. And it's just great that the government's kind of supporting that and tax credits. And the tax credit's supposed to get bigger for EVs that are built in America and all these other stipulations that'll be helpful to people getting in the market. But for now, things are crazy to just buy any kind of car you want. You're going to have to wait or pay over price. And just the timing of it worked out perfectly for me. I took advantage of that. And now I'm happy. Like, you know what? It's okay. I didn't die, but I got a nice new car out of the deal. Still sucks. Never wanted that accent. Never wanted to buy a new car. But as soon as I knew I had to get something before my lease was up, I knew what to do. So, but yeah, just catching up with all of you. I hope you guys are doing well. Holidays are coming up. So many new games have been released in the like last month and everything. So excited to see what else is coming down the line and going into next year. Hopefully we get some new fighting game news across the board for next year to get us excited. I had one refund that made me laugh. It's like, hey, man, there's just no games I'm enjoying right now. I need something new to come out. I'm just going to stay home. Like, this is the most honest refund request. I respect it. So I'm cool like that. You know, I understand. And so, but everything's ordered, everything's spent. I need to put on the best event I can to bring things back. And for everyone that's coming, again, thank you so much. If you are attending, we might have some more spectator passes available. I'm not trying to go overboard and I'm not greedy, not trying to pack the place, but you know, looking forward to the end result. We will be ready. I hope to see you guys at CEO. I will try to do another podcast leading up to that, talk about everything, you know, more about the event itself. But again, if you enjoy the podcast, please let me know. CEOgaming@gmail.com. Just shoot me an email saying you enjoyed it. The format, what I can talk about, because, you know, I always say I want to do more content and then life just takes over. It's hard to run your own company, work full time for another company and try to content create. But this is my way to take a break and kind of teach the new generation about how I got to where I am and kind of help people, because I want to give back now. You know, I almost died. And that is the truth. Like, I think back to that accident, like, how did I walk away from that? Luckily, because I'm, you know, big and beefy, my shoulder only had a tear and not like an entire broken arm from the way everything went down. You know, Tifa survived it. So a total miracle dog. And just, you know, I want to give back and support everybody and hope success for the entire community across the board. And just, you know, be thankful and grateful that I'm still here and I can still put on great events. Hopefully, you know, this is the last summer, last fall season of like bad COVID. People can start traveling and we can go back to normal, because I personally, I'm doing what needs to be done. But I would love a year where we don't have to think about the split between, you know, not getting vaccinated, negative, you know, just to have people come together and play video games. Because end of the day, the weekends go great when people are just coming together, and CEO is going to be that event to remind people of how we got to this point in our lives and what's special about it. And everyone who couldn't make it, I hope it attracts you to come next year when I'm in a much, much bigger venue again. Like, it's so tough deciding, you know, four ballrooms, where to put what. When in Daytona Beach, you know, it's one giant 100,000 square foot ballroom. We have the most amazing layout that me and Rick from Combo Breaker have created that we can kind of just, you know, make it better every year. So with that, guys, just want to say thank you as always. Be safe. Take care of each other. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving if you don't hear from me before then. And I will see you soon. Take care.